हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभाम् व्यास शंकर मध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्य पर्यन्ताम् मेधां मयि प्रजाम् मयीन्द्र इन्द्रियं ददातु मयि मेधां मयि प्रजाम् मयि सूर्यो भ्राजो ददातु। ओम। So we are seeing the first chapter of Panchadashi. So Vidyaranya Swami says, when a person first of all diagnoses his problem of samsara, and when he seeks a solution, the only solution is discovering one's own swarupam, which is the swarupam of the whole. And for which the method is presented by Acharya here. It's a Panchakosha Prakriya, the method of analyzing the five layers of personality or fivefold experiences of one's own self. And this Panchakosha Vivekaha, the discriminative understanding of analysis of five layers of personality, is done using Anvaya Vyatireka method. What is Anvaya Vyatireka method? See, Anvaya Vyatireka method is used to analyze the five koshas. So Panchakosha Prakriya itself is a method. And this method, Panchakosha Viveka, analysis of five layers of personality, is done how? Using this Anvaya Vyatireka method. And as I told you, Anvaya Vyatireka, I'm repeating today, Anvaya Vyatireka Paddhati, Anvaya Vyatireka method actually gives different meanings in different contexts. So here in this context, in the first chapter, when the Anvaya Vyatireka method is used, here the meaning of Anvaya Vyatireka here is the anuvrittihi and vyavrittihi. Anuvritti vyavritti nyayaha. Anuvritti vyavritti nyaya is here implied by this word, implied by the method Anvaya Vyatireka method. See, in Sanskritam, the root is vrit dhatu. Vrit means to be, vartate. So, vartanam means being. Anuvartanam means continuously being, continuous existence, continuous presence is called anuvartanam. Todandu iruttal. Then, vyavartanam. Vyavartana means being present, but not continuously being present. We mean being present and becoming absent. Being present for some time and becoming absent after some time is called vyavartanam. It means discontinuously present. Discontinuous presence is called vyavartanam. Continuous presence is called anuvartanam. So for something to be present continuously, it should not have beginning at all. It shouldn't have the end also. So some beginningless, endless vastu alone can be present continuously. It's called anuvartanam, anuvrittihi. Similarly, being there for some time and becoming absent for some time means it has a beginning, it has an end. It is a discontinuous presence. Is the vyavrittihi or vyavartanam. So here Anvayaha stands for anuvrittihi and vyatireka here stands for vyavrittihi. vyavritti. So this panchakosha viveka is done. How it is done here? It is to find out, first we have to find out what is continuously present and what is not continuously present. Which means what is that which is present for some time, which becomes absent after some time. I gave the example of hot water and the fire earlier. In the fire, aushnyam is there continuously. The heat obtaining in the fire does not come at one point, does not go away at another point, because it is the very swarupam, intrinsic property, intrinsic nature. Whereas in the hot water, the hot water also heat is there, but heat comes at one point and goes away at another point. Therefore, it is vyavartakam. It is vyavrinot. It is vyavartate. It comes and goes. It is there, but it doesn't, is not present always. It becomes absent also. So the heat in the hot water is anuvartate. Stand for anuvritti example. And the heat in the hot water is a vyavritti example for vyavritti. Now, so again, another example last time. We see a person with a wig. But the wig, when you see the person and the wig together, you cannot make out which is permanently there, which is temporarily fixed. The person is there permanently always, but the wig is something fixed temporarily, which is not there always. When you see the person in the function, you see the person with the wig, then you can't make out. When you see both, you cannot make out. In seeing two things together, you cannot make out which is temporarily present, which is permanently present, or which is continuously present and which becomes absent after some time. You cannot make out. But in the absence of the, in perceiving the absence of the one in the presence of the other, you can make out what is continuously present and what is discontinuously present. When you go home and see the same person, when he is relaxed at home, you see him without a wig. At home, he removes his wig and keeps it away. Then you know, make out. When you saw him in the function with together, you cannot make out what is anuvritti vishaya and what is vyavritti vishaya. When you see him at home, you can make out the person is person anuvartate, the same person, the same nose and eyes, etc. anuvartate. He continues to be present, continues to exist, but the wig, he becomes absent. That is, you see the vyavritti of the wig. And from there you make out what? This person is there, wig is not real. What comes and goes, anything which enjoys temporary presence, temporary existence, which comes and goes, is mithya. And what is there always continuously present is the satyam. What is variably present and what is invariably present? The invariable presence is implied by the term anuvritti. The variable presence is the word vyavritti. So what is invariably present is satyam, and what is variably present is mithya. Now here we have to distinguish the invariably present reality. Reality we have to distinguish. And the reality of the jagat is obtaining as one's own self. available for recognition as one's own swarupam. Therefore, Atma, the all-pervasive reality, obtaining as the intrinsic nature of every being, essential to every being, has to be discerned, has to be distinguished from the mithya, layers of personality. But what is satyam? That aham, you are, I am satyam, means a distinguished self, for which panchakosha viveka is used, and in using the anvivyatireka method. So here, when the panchakosha, first you take this so similarly, and you better learn the definition. What is anvayaha? What is vyatireka definition? I told you last time, the recognition or perception of presence of one given thing qualified by the absence of the other is anvayaha. So recognition or perception of the presence of one vastu, one thing, qualified by the absence of the other is anvayaha. When you go home, when you see the person, and if you are seeing the presence of the person, and the person is qualified by what? Qualified by the absence of his wig. Seeing the person who is present, and the whose presence is qualified by the absence of his wig, that is what now? Anvayaha. You mean the person is there continuously, has not disappeared like a wig. Then what is vyatirekaha or vyatireka? You say, the perception or recognition of the presence of the absence of the other thing qualified by the presence of one thing. Which means perception, when you see this person, you perceive the absence of the wig qualified by the presence of this person. This is called vyatireka. So, in both, perception is there. In the first, anvaya means perception of the presence qualified by the absence is anvayaha. The second, perception of the absence qualified by the presence is vyatireka. Perception of the presence qualified by the absence of another thing is anvayaha, which is anavrittihi. Example is what? You perceive the person, and this person, what now? Oh, without a wig. The qualified by the absence of the wig is anvaya. Then later, in the same way, you perceive the absence of the wig. Oh, the wig is not there. The person is there, means the absence of wig is qualified by the presence of the person. It's called vyatireka. It may sound which is complicated. When you do go to the actual teaching, it will become much simpler and easier. In Sanskritam, how do you say this deaf? In English, what I said in English, how do you say it in Sanskritam? Better learn Sanskritam also. Be, especially I'm telling for you, okay? Dvitiya abhava visishta prathama bhava darshanam anvayaha. Dvitiya means what now? The second thing is, the person is first, the vigya is second, okay? Dvitiya abhava visishta prathama bhava darshanam anvayaha. Then, ಪ್ರಥಮ ಭಾವ ವಿಶಿಷ್ಟ ದ್ವಿತೀಯ ಅಭಾವ ದರ್ಶನಂ ವ್ಯತಿರೇಕ ವ್ಯತಿರೇಕ doesn't matter but if you understand some English is enough. I just want to tell you this. So dvitiya abhava visishta prathama bhava darshanam anvayaha. In second, prathama bhava visishta dvitiya abhava darshanam vyatireka. See, perception of the absence of one thing qualified by the presence of the other is vyatireka. In when you perceive the absence of something, that is vyatireka. When you perceive the presence of something, that is anvaya. But the presence must be qualified by absence. Absence must be qualified by the presence. Isn't it? Now, here we have to use this anvaya vyatireka method to analyze the five koshas. Now, how Vidyaranya presents here beautifully. Now, in the waking state, there is a Jagrat Avastha. Jagrat Avasthayam, you see yourself, you see your body maintenance complex. You are an individual endowed with the body maintenance complex. And for you, what is real in waking state? You're perceiving, you're experiencing, you're enjoying. Therefore, the body man's complex also is real. Of course, you are very real for yourself. You say, I'm not real. You will not say that in waking state. In Jagrat Avasthayam, no, you are real. Your body man's complex is also there. It's also real for you. When you are endowed with the body man's complex, you are there with your body man's complex. In the Jagrat Avastha, you are there endowed with your body maintenance complex. Now, you have to understand what now? You have to discern Uddharanam, Atma Uddharanam Kuriyahat. You have to, here Uddharanam literally means lifting. You have to shift the content of I. How can you lift your eye sense from the body mind sense complex to the reality? You have to shift the eye sense from the body anatma to atma. But now you have dehatma buddhi. Dehe manasi indriyeshu sarvatra atma buddhi you have. You have the eye sense in the body mind sense complex. You have to shift the eye sense from the anatma to atma. For which you need to know what atma is. Because, isn't it? You need to know what is real. And for which in the waking state, when both are present, it's like what? When you see the person with the wig, you cannot make out what is real and what is fake. What is not real, you cannot make out. And only when you see the person at home later on, you know, in his, without the wig, and in, when seeing the person, qualified by the absence of the wig, you make out what? The person alone is real. Wig is fake. In the same way, you have to discern here what is real and what is not real. The real is Atma. Not real is Anatma. Non-real is Anatma. And so, you cannot make out, do the discerning in the, and if you analyze the waking state, you cannot make out. So, Vidyaranya Swami says, now go to analyze your dream experience, Swapna Avastha. Go to Swapna Avastha. So analyze your dream experience. In the dream state, in waking, you are there very much as the experiencer. When you go to the dream, in the dream, when you have dream experience, what is there, what is not there? You are there qualified by the absence of your waking gross body mind sense complex. You are there. Now what is anvaya? You are there, the anvaya, and your waking state, the gross body mind sense complex is not there for you in the waking dream state. Don't say my body is there on the bed. Okay? there is body mind's complex is not there for you in dream. What body? The gross body is not there for you in dream. Do you know the gross body is there in dream? No. You don't know. Your gross body is not there in dream for you. Because your identity is not with the gross physical body. The body, mind, okay, your identity is not with the gross body which you have in the waking state. If you have identity with the gross body also in the dream state, then you cannot call it a dream state. It's a waking state. Then the body's physical pain you experience in the dream state also. The gross physical body's pain you experience in dream state also. You cannot call it a dream experience. It will be a waking experience. You're awake. Awake to the waking state. Being awake is what? Waking state. Jagrat avastha. It is not jagrat avastha. You are not awake fully to the waking world. Then you are, but still you are there as the experiencer. But what is not there in the dream is your sthula shariram. In waking, you are like a man with the wig. You are endowed with your gross body. And in dream, you are there without the gross body, like the man without a wig. You are there. Body is not there. Gross body is not there. Waking said body is not there. Therefore, what now? You are real. And gross body is not real, mithya. Then in the waking, in the dream experience, what do you have? You have dream body, dream mind, dream body, mind and complex in dream body, dream experience. Swapna avasthayam api. In the swapna avastha also, in dream experience, dream state also, you are endowed with the body, mind and complex. But the body you experience, you enjoy, you identify yourself with is not the gross physical body, but there's a dream body projected by your own mind. Therefore, it's a gross body projected by your thought. It's a thought produced gross body, mind sense complex you enjoy in dream. You may say, no, in dream also I saw myself walking, I had a body and I was talking to other people. You may say, yes, in dream also you enjoy a body, gross body. You identify yourself with that gross body. That gross body you enjoy in dream, you identify yourself within dream is not actually the gross body which you enjoy in the waking. It is a thought produced dream body. Gross body, not the elemental gross body, but the thought produced gross body you identify yourself with in the dream. So what is that now? Thought. All the experiences you have, the body, mind and complex, the instruments of knowledge, the bhoga ayatanam, you enjoy in dream, the abode of enjoyment, the instruments of enjoyment, enjoy everything in dream. They're all thought produced. Therefore, they're all thoughts. Nothing but your thoughts. Therefore, that dream body maintenance complex which you are endowed with during the dream state now is also not real. How do you understand? Not only the gross physical body which you enjoy, you identify yourself with in the waking is not real. Because it is what now? It is vyavartate. It doesn't continue to exist in the dream state. It is absent in dream state. Therefore, you are real. You continue to be there. You are anvayaha. Your gross body is vyatireka. There's a vyavritti of your gross body, anavritti of yourself. for you, a continuous presence of yourself in the dream, but there's a discontinuity of your gross body in the dream. The gross body is not there. Now, what about the dream body maintenance complex I'm endowed with, I enjoy, because of which in dream also you have dream instruments of enjoyment, dream abode of enjoyment, and there is a dream experience. Then what about those? If that body maintenance complex which you enjoy in dream also is not real, because they're all just the thoughts. How do you know that? To analyze that, you have to go to the deep sleep state. So you negate the waking body, mind, and body, mind comes mithya. How? Body in the analyzing the dream experience. When you go to the deep sleep state, analyze the deep sleep state experience, sushupti avastha viveka. When you analyze the deep sleep state, there you find there is no dream, body, mind, sense complex also, which means there is no dream, body also. The body which you enjoyed, you are endowed with, you identify yourself with in the dream, that is not there, that's also not there in deep sleep state. Are you there or not? Don't say in deep sleep state, I am not there. You are very much there. Even though you do not know you are there in deep sleep state, you may not know you are there in deep sleep state, but you are very much there in deep sleep state. But what is anuvartate in sushupti avasthayam? Kim anuvartate? Kha anuvartate? Who continues to be present in the deep sleep state? You are there. What is not there? What is that? Vyavrtanam kasya, vyavrtihi kasya. So sukshma sharirasya vyavrtihi. What is not there in deep sleep state is your dream body. Not only that, therefore the sukshma shariram is also not there in the deep sleep state. In deep sleep state, you are not knowing you are, you do not have that subtle body also. So you negate this thula shariram in the dream state. You negate the, by analyzing the deep sleep state, you negate the sukshma shariram also as mithya, non-real. It is not there. What is there now? There is a, your experience of the anuvritti, experience of the presence of the self, qualified by the absence of the gross body in the dream state. And in the deep sleep state, the experience of the self, the presence of the self, qualified by the absence of the subtle body also. Is it clear now? Now, what is there? One more body. So, what is there now? So, sthula shariram also is mithya. Sukshma shariram also is mithya. What is satyam? You alone are satyam. You, the experiencer, are satyam. The body maintenance complex you experience, you enjoy, you're endowed with in the waking and in the dream are all mithya. Now, what one more sidem is there? Now, you negated the subtle body, you negated the gross body also. Gross body, subtle body also. Now, causal body is there. Karna shariram is there. Causal body. What is causal body here? Karana shariram is avidya. Ajnanam. Avidya is the causal body, isn't it? Now, causal body also has to be negated as mithya. To arrive at the satyam, to distinguish the self from non-self, for which where can you negate ajnanam? Here, in jnanam, jnana avastha. So in sushupti avastha, you negate this thula shariram. In swapna avastha, you negate this thula shariram. In sushupti avastha, you negate this sukshma shariram. In jnana avastha, you negate the karna shariram. Jnana avastha means don't think it's a state of experience. Another big problem, okay? Knowledge is not a state of experience. When I say jnana avastha means in the wake of the knowledge of the self, being pure consciousness, obtaining in the form of existence of every experienced object. You see what? In jnanam, ignorance, the avidya, karna shariram also is not there. Can knowledge and ignorance coexist? No. When there is jnanam, in the wake of the knowledge, what is not there, what does not continue to exist? Ignorance. In deep sleep state, ignorance is there or not? Are you there or not? You are there in deep sleep state. What are you endowed with in deep sleep state? Ignorance. You may not say that I am ignorant in sleep, but on waking up from sleep, you know you were not knowing, you were not knowing the world was. That's what is ignorance, isn't it? Avidya. You are in deep sleep state, endowed with what? The ignorance. What ignorance was there with you? You do not know you are, and you do not know the world is when you are in sleep. That not knowing the existence of one's own self and not knowing the existence of the world in deep sleep state is what? Avidya. And the avidya is the causal body. When through Shravanam, with the help of the teacher, Sampradaya with the Guruho Sahayena, Shastra Shravanena, when you do the study of the Shastram, when the Ajnanam is resolved, ignorance is resolved, then in the wake of the knowledge of the self, in the wake, then is there ignorance? When you say Aham Brahma Asmi, in that such, when the Jnanam is there, ignorance also is not there. What is there then? What is Anuvartate in Jnana Avastha? Oh, after the attainment of self-knowledge, then I'm not there. My God, you won't say that. After attaining in the wake of the knowledge of the self, you see you alone are. You alone are. Nothing else will be there. Everything else is mithya. You will not see anything other than yourself. Ahamidam sarvam. Sarvam kalvidam brahma, aham brahma asmi, ahamidam. No, I alone am. I the self am the whole. Then what is not there? Karna shariram also is not there. So in sushupti avastha, in swapna avastha, sthula shariram is not there. In sushupti avastha, sukshma shariram is not there. In jnanam, I use the word jnana avastha. Jnanam, avidya, karna shariram also is not there. Therefore, all the three bodies are not real. Mithya. What is real? That which is there continuously is what? The continuous presence is of yourself. The one who enjoys the continuous presence alone is Satyam. So you are Satyam. And that you who alone are Satyam is what? Consciousness. ஆத்மா, தட் இஸ் ஆத்மா, யூ ஆர் ஆத்மா. சோ இன் எவ்ரி திங் வாட் டு யூ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் நவ், வாட் இஸ் அனுவிருத்தி வியாவிருத்தி நியாய ஹியர், யூ ஆர் தேர்ஸ் கண்டினியூஸ் யூ தேர்ஸ் அ பர்ஸ் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் ஆஃப் யுவர் செல்ஃப் இன் எவ்ரி ஸ்டேட் ஆஃப் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ். But there is, therefore, the experience or perception of yourself qualified by the absence of your physical body. And the experience of yourself, the presence of yourself, recognition or perception or experience of yourself qualified by the absence of your subtle body in deep sleep state. And there, again, what is also experience of the absence of perception of the absence of physical, gross physical body qualified by your presence. Is it clear? Therefore, this is what now? This is called Udhritihi. Udhritihi means how you churn and churn and churn. Okay? Mathana Dwara. You mathanam, you do, you churn and churn, and you extract the butter, navaneetam, extract the butter, isn't it? Similarly here, you extraction of yourself. You not physical, butter you separate physically, okay, take it out. You don't physically separate, but you cognitively distinguish the self from the non-self. This cognitive distinction, intellectual separation of the self from the non-self, to the analysis of five layers of personality using the Anvivyatireka method is presented here. Now you know what is Anvayaha, what is Vyatireka in this context. Therefore, he only mentions these three bodies, negation of three bodies. Is Thula Shairam real? No. Are you real? Yes. How do you say you are real? Thula Shairam is not real because I am in dream. In dream, Sthulam is not there. And Sukshma is real or not? Sukshma also is not real because in the deep sleep state, Sukshma also is not there. Subtle body is also not there. What about the avidya, ignorance which is there? Where can you push it? Ignorance also is not there in the wake of the knowledge. It is resolved. That's why one thing in Shankara Bhagavatpada's thing, we never use the term destruction, only resolved. You never destroy the wave. You in the wake of the knowledge of the water being reality, you see there's no wave other than water. It is called cognitive resolution of wave in water. Is called what? Really destruction of the water. There's no real destruction at all. It's only resolution. What establishes what is there is only secondless non-dual reality. Which is Satyam. So Advaitam Satyam. Dvaitam Mithya. It has to be established. So here you may ask, only three bodies he is using. Where are the panchakoshas? Now he is going to say that a panchakoshas, when you negate the sthula shariram, you are negating the outermost, grossest layer of personality called annamayaha. It's called negation of annamaya kosha. So annamaya kosha is mithya. Then when you negate the sukshma shariram by analyzing the deep sleep state, you negate the sthula shariram by analyzing the dream experience. When you analyze the deep sleep state, negate the sukshma shariram, You're negating three layers of personality simultaneously. Why? The sukshma sharyam, subtle body alone is divided into three layers of personality. So pranamayaha, the pranas with the karmendriyani, 10 of them constitute pranamaya, and which forms part of the sukshma sharyam. Then manomaya, again the mind and sense organs which form the manomaya kosha, again part of subtle body. Then same sense organs with intellect form the vijnanamaya kosha. Is it mind and sense organs? Manomaya. Intellect and sense organs? Vijnanamaya. Pranas and organs of actions, the powers of organs of act, karmendriyani, pranamaya. So what are these now? These three layers of personality called pranamayaha, manomayaha, vijnanamayaha, they constitute the subtle body. And the subtle body is negated in the deep sleep state. Why? What is there is in, when you analyze the deep sleep state experience, you are there, the anuvritti of yourself and vyavritti of your sukshma shariram. The sukshma shariram does not exist for you in deep sleep state. You can also say what? Sthula shariram also is not there in deep sleep state. But you negate each, no, the next one. In the karna shariram, obtaining its subtlest form, you know, avidya is also resolved in the wake of the knowledge called jnana avastha. Therefore, there's a vyavritti of ajnanam also. Anuvritti of yourself. Nee mattum dhaan ukkandirupai. You alone are there. Therefore, here this is called what now? Cognitive extraction, intellectual distinction of the self from the non-self. So negation of three bodies is as good as what? It is in fact negation of five layers of personality. So this much is the content of the teaching. Now let us do the verses now quickly. Okay. See the 37th verse. अन्वयव्यतिरेकाभ्याम् पञ्चकोशविवेकतः स्वात्मानं तत उद्धृत्य परं ब्रह्म प्रपद्यते. So here, Param Brahma Prapadyate, the absolute reality, ultimate truth, which is of the nature of limitlessness in terms of time, space and object. That time-wise, object-wise, spatially limitless, absolute reality, the truth of the entire universe is arrived at. How? Just by recognizing yourself. Jagatkarnam Brahma Jnatam Bhavati. How? Just by knowing what you are. So it is, therefore, you need to know Udhritya. How do you arrive at Brahman? Udhritya. See, I told you already, Udhritya is an Udhritya, which means having uplifted, having lifted, having shifted is the literal meaning. But here, having distinguished, having distinguished, cognitively distinguished, intellectually discerned. Udhritya. Having distinguished what you attain Brahma, Swa-atmanam. Swa-atmanam, your own self. You distinguish yourself from your body, mind, sense complex. by arriving, you're distinguishing yourself from your body, mind and complex. Arriving at yourself is arriving at Brahman. Arriving at one's own self is arriving at Brahman. So he says, Sva Atmanam Udhrutya. So having distinguished the self from the non-self, arriving at the self, taking ownership of one's real nature, being consciousness, one attains Brahma. Which means arriving at one's own self, recognizing oneself, distinguishing oneself from the non-self, arriving at the self itself is what? Arriving at Brahman. Swatmanam udhritya param Brahma prapadyate. Okay. Kutaha udhritya. Discerning, distinguishing the self, the cognitive distinction of self is done from what? From where? No, from the panchakoshas. How do you distinguish that? By analyzing the panchakoshas. Panchakosha vivekataha panchakoshebhyaha udhritya. Okay? By analyzing the five layers of personality and distinguishing, discerning the self from the panchakoshas, arriving at the self, one arrives at Brahman. And for to analyze the panchakoshas, what is the method you are using here? Anvaya Vyatireka Bhyam. So applying the Anvaya Vyatireka method, using the, you know, analyzing the five layers of personality, distinguishing the self from the five layers of personality, which is anatma, arriving at the self, one arrives at Brahman, the absolute reality, which is of the nature of limitlessness, time-wise, spatially, object-wise, limitless, infinite reality. One arrives at how? Just by arriving at oneself. To arrive at oneself, to know what you are, you have to discern yourself from the inseparable body, mind, sense complex, obtain from five layers of personality. You can't throw the physical body away. Come on, remove it and throw it. Like how you peel and throw the banana peel. You can't throw the physically, you can't separate. You can't separate the physically. Physically separate, you cannot know. You need bhoga sadhanam, you need bhoga ayatanam, you need bhoga anything to know anything. To know yourself also, what now? You need all these things. But physically, you cannot undo anything. You need not undo anything. Without removing, doing anything, just only using the buddhi, is it cognitively, intellectually, you discern and you arrive at the self. And arriving at yourself and recognizing yourself being distinct from the layers of personality is what? Arriving at Brahman. So this verse makes it very clear what? There's no way of arriving at Paramatma without recognizing yourself. Self-recognition is Paramatma Darshanam Bhagavat Sakshatkara. Okay, wherein there is only Advaita Darshanam. You see yourself being non-separate from the whole Ishvara. Therefore, Bhagavan is not an object for you. Bhagavan is not even the subject. Bhagavan is the very self, yourself. See, if the water is Bhagavan with reference to the ocean, that water Bhagavan is for the wave, is the very self, very content, very essence. Okay. Now how it is done, Viveka is done, look at this. Abhane. Now you have to remember what is Anvayaha, what is Vyatireka. So perception of the presence of one thing qualified by the absence of the other is what anvayaha. So perception of the experience of the self qualified by the absence of the sthula shariram in the dream state is what anvaya of the atma self. Experience of the absence of sthula shariram qualified by the presence of yourself is what vyatireka. Now you see that now abhane sthula dehasya, abhane sthula dehasya, swapne yadbhanam atmanah, sonvayo vyatirekastad, bhanenyanavabhasanam. Very simple, beautiful. I love Vidyarana Swami's language. So beautiful. Sometimes I love more than Shankara. So beautiful that language is. Shankara, I love Shankara Bhagavatapas, all stotrams. Language is so beautiful. No difficulty at all. So here, swapne. Swapne means when we analyze the dream experience, in dream, atmanaha bhanam you experience. Atmanaha bhanam means the experience of yourself. Experience of yourself means what? You are in dream, knowing I am. Isn't it? You are very much in dream. Then, you are there as what? Experiencer. In dream, you are there, you experience yourself as experiencer obtaining in the dream. But what is abhanam? What is not present? What does not shine? What is not available for experience in dream? Is non-experienceable abhanam, sthula dehasya abhanam. Therefore, the presence of yourself is qualified by your absence of your gross body in dream. Therefore, he says, saha anvayaha. That is what is anvaya. What is anvaya here? Your presence of yourself or experience of yourself obtaining of experiencer qualified by the absence of your gross body in dream is the anvaya. Then what is vyatirekaha? Vyatirekaha tadbhane anya anavabhasanam. So experience of the absence of the physical body, anya anavabhasanam. Anavabhasanam means non-shining, absence, the experience of the gross physical body qualified by the presence of yourself as experiencer is called vyatirekaha. See, tad bhane means what? The presence of the atma, you experience what? The qualified, the anavabhasanam, anya avabhasanam. Experience of the perception of, experience of the absence of the gross body. Is the vyatirekaha. Therefore, from here, now we go to the next one. Now, next one, so you can negate, you have to go to which dream. Now you have to go to, we have to negate the sukshma shariram by analyzing your deep sleep state. The 39th verse presents the analysis of the sushupti avastha, deep sleep state experience. You have to see what is anvaya there, what is vyatireka there, you have to see. Lingabhane sushupto syat. Lingabhane sushupto syat ஆத்மனோபானமன்வயஹ. ஆத்மனோபானமன்வயஹ வ்யதிரேகஸ்து தத்பானி, வ்யதிரேகஸ்து தத்பானி லிங்கஸ்யாபானமுச்யதே, லிங்கஸ்யாபானமுச்யதே. சுஷுப்தௌ, ஃபர்ஸ்ட் இஸ் ஸ்வப்னே, நவ் இஸ் சுஷுப்தௌ. இன் சுஷுப்தி, சுஷுப்தௌ இஸ் சப்தமி. இன் சுஷுப்தி, சுஷுப்தி அவஸ்தாயாம், இன் டீப் ஸ்லீப் ஸ்டேட் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ். ஐ நோ வெரி சிம்பிள், பட் ஸ்டில் ஐ எம் டிரான்ஸ்லேட்டிங் ஃபார் தி சேக் ஆஃப் அவர் பீட். ஓகே, இன் சுஷுப்தௌ மீன்ஸ் இன் டீப் ஸ்லீப் ஸ்டேட் எக்ஸ். ஐ ஃபீல் லைக் டாக்கிங் இன் சம்ஸ்கிருதம் வென் ஐ சீ பாபுஜி. ஓகே, ஐ கேன் ஸ்பீக் இன் சம்ஸ்கிருதம் இட்ஸெல்ஃப், ஐ கேன் டு தி ஹோல் கிளாஸ். Okay, in sushupti avasthaya, I mean sushupti, deep sleep state, what is not there, don't say I'm, there is experience of the self is there. How do you say self is experienced there? The self is yourself, you are there in the form of experiencer, you are the experiencer there. But what is not there? Linga abhane. Lingasya abhanam. The word linga means subtle. Okay? Subtle body is also called linga shariram or linga dehaha. Linga abhanam. Linga abhane. Lingasya abhanam sushuptav. In deep sleep state, there is experience of the absence of the subtle body. Do you experience the subtle body in deep sleep state? No, there is experience of the absence of subtle body in deep sleep state. Not the subtle body, in deep sleep state, the experience of the absence of gross body also. But still he makes it very beautiful. Step by step he takes you. Therefore, Atmanaha Bhanams is what? There is experience of the self obtaining in the form of experiencer, and that experience of self, presence of experience of the presence of self, qualified by the absence of subtle body in the deep sleep state is Anvayaha. Then you can make out what is Vyatireka. I don't need to tell you, but still I tell you. Vyatireka hatu, where Vyatireka is, Tadbhane. Tadbhane means what now? In the present, Lingasya abhanam uchyate. Lingasya abhanam Vyatireka. Experience of the absence of subtle body, qualified by the presence of yourself obtaining of experiencer, is Vyatirekaha. Okay. Now what is now? What is real until now? Until now, yourself obtaining in the form of experiencer is real. The objects of experience are not real because they do not have continuous existence. They do not have invariable presence. Now, Tadviveka, we'll go to the next verse. Tadviveka dvivikthasyuhu kosha pranamanodhiyah tehitat த்ரகுணாவஸ்தா பேத மாத்ராத் ப்ருதக்ருதாஹ. Now, Vidyaranya Swami, he just deviates a little bit to make some doubt, clarify some doubt. See, we may not have doubts. The greatness of Mahatmas is, they always tell us how to doubt also. ஆதிசங்கர் பகவத்பாதா இஸ் அமேசிங். we wouldn't even think that we can think that way. He makes us think, he makes us see, then he makes us doubt. He helps us, he helps us to have the doubt. That doubt is possible. That is the greatness of the great people, isn't it? So Vidyayana Swami also says, Tad vivekade viviktaha syuhu. Now you can tell what now? Koshaha. All these koshas also we can differentiate now. Prana manaha diyaha. How do you differentiate this? Pranamaya kosha, manomaya kosha and vijnanamaya kosha. This koshaha, pranamaya kosha, manomaya kosha, vijnanamaya kosha is used word di. Okay. How do you differentiate? Viviktaha syuhu, vivekat. Tehi tatra gunavastha beda matrat. Guna bedat, avastha bedat, they are distinguished. How do you differentiate the bedas? Because you may say what? All of them together remain as one shariram. Is it? Five physiological functions, sense organs, intellect, mind, you know, all of them together constitute subtle body, sukshma shariram. You simply say, subtle body, there's the experience of the absence of subtle body qualified by the presence of the experiencer in deep sleep state. You say that. But we want to know how three layers of personality are not there. How do you distinguish three layers of personality there? No, we let us understand. The three layers of personality constitute the subtle body. Negation of subtle body, absence of subtle body implies the absence of the three layers of personality. Isn't it? So, to make it very clear, he says, guna avastha bedat. They are distinguished using what now? Difference in guna, difference in avastha. Look at this. Manomaya and Vijnanamaya, between them, what is the difference? Avastha Beda. Avastha means, in Manomaya stands for, mind stands for doubts, confusions, when no fear, anger, etc., emotions. So when the Manas is there, there is what? Disturbance. Mind stands for disturbance. Mind stands for fear, anxiety, anger, ragadveshas, likes and dislikes, confusion, doubt. Okay? All of them are there. What is the condition of the mind? Condition there? Mind stands for the condition of restlessness, disturbance, ashantihi. And the intellect stands for what? Clarity. When there's clarity, absence of clarity is there, means that stands for no disturbance. In clarity and disturbance cannot be there. Clarity is there, there's no disturbance. There's a prashanti. Ashanti and prashanti, isn't it? Therefore, prakrishena shanti. Where prashanti, intellect stands for prashanti, mind stands for ashanti. And therefore, this is called avastha beda. This is how the condition of peace and condition of restlessness. This is the avastha beda. Then, between the manomaya and vijnanamaya. Then what about the pranas? The pranas actually, rajoguna pradhanas. And mind as a whole is what? Sattaguna pradhana. So you distinguish that. With this is how the difference is. But anyway, the 40th verse, again I'll discuss. and I finish the next verse. Okay. Now we'll say, let us remove the finish our Anvayavyatireka lesson. I come back to this 40th verse again. So we analyze the two, no? Now we go to the analysis of the Sushupti has been analyzed. Swapnam has been analyzed. Now what has been analyzed? Now there is no state of experience. We simply say Jnana Avastha, but it's not a state of experience, isn't it? Sushuptya bhane bhanantu. Sushuptya bhane bhanantu. Samadhavatmanonvayaha. Samadhavatmanonvayaha. Vyatirekastvatmabhane. Vyatirekastvatmabhane. Sushuptyanavabhasanam. Sushuptyanavabhasanam. Be careful. In this 41st verse, Vidyaranya Swami uses the word sushupti to mean avidya. The word sushuptihi here means avidya. Why sushuptihi is called avidya? It's a beautiful thing. Sleep is called ignorance. Sleep itself is ignorance. Being ignorant is being asleep. Being ignorant is being asleep. Being awake means being aware. Knowing is being awake. Being ignorant is what? Being asleep. In fact, we think in the waking, when you wake up from sleep, you understand dream is a dream. When you wake up in Mandukya, Gaudapacharya says, when you wake up from sleep of ignorance, you understand this waking is also what a dream. We have two dreams. You know, two dreams. Waking is also one dream. It's a big dream. Waking is a big dream. A dream is a small dream. When you wake up from the sleep of ignorance, when you take ownership of yourself as Aham Brahma Asmi, I itself am consciousness. The wake of the knowledge of yourself being Brahman, you understand this waking is also a big dream. That's why it is nothing wrong in saying sushupti as is using the word sushupti to mean ajnanam. So sushupti is avidya abhane. Bhanantu samadhau atmanaha anvayaha. What is anvaya here? Atmanaha bhanam anvayaha. Okay, the experience of the one's own self being the experiencer, or recognition of in the wake of the knowledge of one's own self being consciousness, which is Brahman, that knowledge is called what? Samadhi. He uses the word samadhi to mean knowledge. He uses the word sushupti to mean ignorance. Don't take this word samadhi as our nirvikalpa, savikalpa and all that. Because in Vedanta, samadhi is not really given great importance. Samadhi is also what? An experience. Which is not jnanam, which is not moksha. But here, we use the word samadhi. Samadhau means, when in the wake of knowledge of one's own self, one sees, one recognizes oneself being the consciousness, the limitless reality, Brahman. It's called Samadhi. Okay, Samadhau. Then what is not then Samadhi? In the wake of that knowledge, or in the wake of recognition of one's own self being consciousness, which is the only limitless, secondless, infinite reality, then ignorance is absent. Ignorance is not there anymore. Ignorance, self-ignorance is resolved. Ignorance of the world is resolved. You know, world is Brahma. Aham Brahma Asmi. Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma. Means ignorance is resolved. All that is here is Brahman. I am Brahman. I am the whole. In that knowledge, the ignorance of the self is also not there. Ignorance of the Jagat also is not there. So it's omniscience, isn't it? You know, all that is here is Brahman means what? That is the Satya Jnanam, is omniscience. Not just the reality. Well, then ignorance also is not there. Sushupti Abhane. When the ignorance is resolved, in the wake of the urge of the self being Brahman, ignorance is resolved, the Karana Shariram also is not there. Therefore, there's experience of the presence of one's own self as Brahma, limitless reality, the consciousness, qualified by the absence of avidya, the ignorance, which is anvaya. And in the wake of the knowledge of the self being consciousness, the limitless reality, Brahman, you do not see a second thing, a second parallel reality other than Brahma. Therefore, the experience of the presence of the self qualified by the absence of avidya, everything else is what? Which means you see only yourself, that is Vyatireka. In fact, in Swarupa Jnane, in the recognition of oneself being consciousness, and you see nothing exists outside of consciousness. You resolve the existence enjoyed by everything as consciousness. There's no second parallel reality. Anything which exists other than consciousness is what? Only which is mithya, which is dependent existence only. Therefore, when you resolve everything as mithya, you only see what is there is only Satyam Brahma. That's called what? In Advaita, Advitiya, Brahma. Brahmanaha Sasarupatvena Jnanam. Isn't it? The knowledge, recognition of reality as one's own self, wherein one does not see a second thing other than oneself. Where is ignorance then? Resolved. What about Jagat then? I'm experiencing the Jagat still. You're experiencing, no doubt, it's all mithya. That is why, even in Jnanam, you are not, duality is not destroyed, okay? Please understand, duality can never be destroyed. Duality will continue to be there even after Jnanam. Duality need not be, cannot be destroyed, removed. Perception of duality will continue to be there. But what is the change happens only in your perspective. The perception of duality was there before Jnanam. Perception of duality is there during ignorance. Perception of duality will continue to be there even after Jnanam. After the attainment of the vision also, perception of duality will be there. But before jnanam, duality was real for you, satyam for you. After jnanam, duality is mithya, non-duality is satyam. Why non-duality is satyam? Because satyam, what is real is, the real is the consciousness, and there is no parallel another consciousness. There is no parallel reality to consciousness. Consciousness alone, what now? Trikala abadhitam satyam. That which is there always, beginninglessly, endlessly, changelessly, independently, self. No, what exists always is what? Only yet consciousness. Therefore, consciousness is satyam. And there is no parallel. Therefore, it's what? Only secondless, non-dual reality, consciousness. Brahma satyam. Jagan mithya. Which means the duality is not denied. Experience, perception of duality cannot be, you know, is not denied. It is mithya. Brahma satyam jagan mithya. The change has happened only in your perspective, not in your perception of the world. Perception of duality is not changed, but your perspective is changed. It means what now? What is satyam? It is no more real for you. What was real for you before is not real for you anymore. What was unknown to you before is the only reality for you now. What was unknown before? Yourself was unknown to you. Now that self is the only reality now. What was real to you before, known as real to you, now is mithya. Is no more real for you. This is the change. This change happens in the perspective, but duality is not negated anymore. Duality is negated as mithya. It is not destroyed, not removed. Oh, people will ask, after jnanam, then I will see only Brahman everywhere. I won't see the Jagat. After jnanam also, you will see only Brahman. Before jnanam also, you are seeing only Brahman. Okay? Ignorance also, you are seeing only Brahman. Only thing is, in ignorance, you do not know you are seeing Brahman. In jnanam, you see what? You see only Brahman. And Brahman for you is not an object, not the subject, it is very self. Okay, it's called what now? Brahma prapattihi. Brahma prati. Okay? Brahma pratipattihi. Brahma prapattihi means what now? Attainment of Brahman in terms of knowledge as one's own self. Through the recognition of one's own self, distinguishing the self from the non-self, to the analysis of five layers of personality using the Anvaya Vyatireka method. Is it clear? I'm sure it is clear. Nane sollikira abdina. I say.
Swamini, it is very clear.
Okay.
Very, very clear.
Yeah. So, sushuptya bhane bhanantu samadho atmanaha anvayaha. Sama atmanaha bhanam anvayaha. Everywhere understand one thing. Atmanaha bhanam anvayaha. Okay, the presence of the self, the continuous presence of the self in every state is what of experience is anvaya. The absence of the relevant body, relevant layer of personality in a different states is what? Vyatirekaha. Therefore, vyatireka is mithya, anvaya is satyam. Therefore, Atma Satyam, Anatma Mithya. Brahma Satyam, Jagan Mithya. Okay. With this, therefore, now he says, by knowing, one becomes Brahman, oneself. The beautiful verse are following. We will see in the next class. Don't want to hurry. Next class, I want to do one more verse and then I'll continue. I need to do a bit of 40th verse, then I will continue with the 41st verse. 42nd verse, next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.